you've been cooler to the idea of putting more police on the streets, talking instead about having social workers in the department. You've talked about closing down the workhouse, and some have, I mean, there's been some controversy over that.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about those things, why you were proposing their approaches that you're taking and how you think that would help the city?
Well, the approach about social workers in the police department, we got from other cities. Los Angeles and Miami currently have social workers in their police department, and it has seen, and they've increased their satisfaction amongst citizens with the police department and treated people more humane. And police handle a whole host of things that they're not equipped to handle. And I think having social workers helps police as well. And when I talk about, I think we have enough cops or police, I don't think they're being deployed effectively. And then another thing I'd like to do is morale is at an all-time low. And I think that their voices aren't being heard in this entire process. When I took over the treasurer's office, morale was at an all-time low with my employees. And so we hired some consultants and, you know, really went and talked to people about what they wanted to see out of the office going forward. I think police and firefighters would appreciate having a voice in how their department moves forward in the next administration.
Playing a little bit of devil's advocate here, though, could you make the argument, or police could make the argument, that morale is so low because they're overworked, they don't have the resources that they need to put more officers on the street to avoid the mandatory overtime, and to, you know, they feel like they need additional staffing. If they came to you and said that is what would improve morale, does that change your stance on the need for more officers?
Absolutely. If that's what they say, and then also, I think that we need some. I think we would benefit from having a public safety director who has experience in decreasing urban crime in cities of our size, and then also replacing the police chief. I think that leadership is also a big portion of why the morale is low.
I guess you just
stole your question.
So you don't think Sam Dotson should remain as police chief?
No.
Can you explain why?
Because. I think a lot of the things that I just think it's time for new leadership. I'll just say that. It's time for new leadership, and everything has to be on the table.
I did want to ask you about the workhouse. Do you want to talk about that, your whole philosophy about the workhouse?
So at any point in time, when you look at who's at the workhouse, they are there because they are poor, sick, minority, or are on drugs. So I'm talking about making sure that we have humane treatment and proper treatment for the right reasons. So if someone has a mental illness or is on drugs, they don't need to be at the workhouse. They need to be in treatment. Third of all, we need to eliminate cash bail because people are there because they can't afford cash bail. And we've seen time and time again more recently with a young woman who took her life while waiting for cash, waiting for her trial because she couldn't afford cash bail. So I'm talking about treating people who more humanely within our criminal justice system. And when we built the new jail downtown, it was so we could close the workhouse, and that never happened. So let's take a look and triage all of our current population, and those who don't need to be there, find them the resources that they need. And then I still think we can close the workhouse and use the city jail because it is inhabitable. No one should be there.
So I want to ask about police community relations. I think it's incumbent on whoever wins this mayoral office, since they're going to be in charge of the police department, to be a leader in forging better relationships between police and African Americans. So I would like you to talk a little bit about how you're going to do that.
This didn't just happen as of August 9th, 2014. This has been bubbling under the surface for years. And I think, again, we need to make sure that our police have the proper training and really focus on community and police relations. You know, that's more than just, you know, police playing basketball, you know, with the kids one day. You know, we need to make sure that they are infused in our normal communities and interacting with people on a day-to-day basis because, you know, there are tons of people who have memories of the cop that lives on their street who interacted with all the kids. I think we need to, you know, to again look at other cities where community police relations have gotten better between police and the African American community, see what they're doing right, bring those programs to St. Louis and tweak them for our environment and let them roll.